the very last chapter, a few verses. Actually, we'll just kind of skip around a few verses. Revelation 22, verse 7 is where we're going to start tonight. Amen. Revelation 22 and verse number 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Skip down to verse 12, Revelation 22, 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. And then verse 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think it's important for us to talk about this because of all the things that are happening in our world. We need to talk about this important theme in God's Word that is a reality, and not only do we believe it because the Bible says it, but now we see all these things happening, coming to pass, prophecies being fulfilled, so many things happening in our world right now that we need to talk about the coming of the Lord. Amen. Amen. The soon coming of the Lord. The word that we use sometimes is the imminent coming of the Lord. That means it could happen at any moment. Yes. It could happen at any moment. And you know, the theme of the coming of the Lord is not really talked about too much. Certainly not today like it was a few years ago. When I was a kid growing up in church, it was a continual theme. Preachers preached about it all the time. My pastor that I grew up under preached about it all the time. Evangelists that would come by would preach about the soon coming of the Lord. And it left us all with a realization that we needed to be ready. Yes. We needed to be ready for the coming of the Lord. And the next to the last verse in that chapter is the phrase that we've mentioned a lot. Even so, come Lord Jesus, as a prayer, final prayer in the book of Revelation. Even so, come Lord Jesus. He says, I come quickly, in an instant, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. He's going to come. That means there won't be any time for any further preparation. You will be exactly how you are right now if the Lord was to come right now. You would face him exactly as you are. And I know that you may feel like, well, I've got some areas I need to straighten out. I need to do better. I need to make some improvements. Well, now is the day to do that. Right now is the time to do that, because the coming of the Lord is like it was with Enoch. Enoch is a type of the church. The Bible says that Enoch walked with God and was not. He was instantly taken away. And so you and I as the church, that's the next event on God's calendar, is the coming of the Lord. And we need to be thinking about that. We need to be discussing it, talking about it. We need to look at what the Word of God has to say about the coming of the Lord. Amen. As I said, I grew up hearing it all the time. I'll recommend to you a website. It's called Pentecostal Gold. There's over 200 preachers just over the last 75 years or so that are on that webpage. And I just challenge you, when you go to that and you listen to people who were preaching back in the 50s, back in the 60s, in the 70s, and just notice how much they referenced the coming of the Lord. It was something that was it was discussed, it was repeated, it was preached about, and today it's something that we need to be talking about even more, especially in light of the fact of news things that are happening around the world. Right now, the things that are happening, we know in an instant. We live in a different age now because all of these things, if this would have happened 50 years ago, it might have been days before we knew what was happening. But now, it's instantly known. And live videos are posted by just the average person in Ukraine who are seeing the things that are happening, and they're taking, right now, videos of events that are happening there in that situation. We know that Russia, that it's prophesied that Russia is going to be this strong, mighty force. It's the bear that is going to bear down upon Europe and all of that known world. And of course, the eventual target will be Israel. And so when we see all these things happening, we need to take a moment. We need to consider what the Bible says, because this is not something we've made up. This is what the Bible says. And that's why I wanted to share with you tonight a few scriptures that I think may be helpful to you to have a little better understanding of the coming of the Lord. First of all, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. That's fast. That's quick. That's instantaneous. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. I read 1 Corinthians 15. I've read it, I don't know, many, many times at the graveside when someone is putting their loved one in the grave. Now, if that person was a born-again Christian, I read this passage from 1 Corinthians 15 many times, reminding them this is not the end. This is not the end. They're not going to stay in that grave. As a matter of fact, all those that are in the grave, they are going to rise first. Amen. That's what the Bible says. They're going to come out of the grave first. And so what a comfort it is to know that our loved ones that have passed away, that they are going to be the first to exit the grave even before us. Then we're all going to be gathered together and we're going to meet the Lord in the air. That's the promise of God. Amen. But there's somewhat of an attitude that people have today about the coming of the Lord. And the Apostle Peter talked about this. He said, knowing this first, 2 Peter 3 and 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. Now, anyone who is living their life in a way that is not pleasing to the Lord, there's no way that they're anxious for the coming of the Lord. They don't want to hear about that. They don't want to hear about having to face God for the way they're living. They're walking after their own lust. So they're a scoffer. They make light of the coming of the Lord. They don't want to believe it. They don't want to discuss it. And they make a mockery of it. They're a scoffer who makes a mockery of the coming of the Lord. And this is what they say. Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. That's a pretty ridiculous argument that they make. that everything is just going to keep on going on like it is and nothing is going to change. Folks, things are changing in our world. Things are changing in our world. The last 2 years proves to us that we have faced things that the world, on a worldwide level, that we've never faced before. All things are not continuing as they were. Things are changing. And what's happening right now with Russia and Ukraine, all things are not continuing as they were. This is really significant. This is really something we need to pay attention to and watch what's happening around the world. But those that don't want to think about God or think about having to come face to face with God in judgment, they don't want to talk about that. They'll just make fun of it. Oh, that's just, everything is going to continue as it's always continued from the creation. Nothing is going to change. But things are changing. If you don't believe things are changing, right now we have on our president's cabinet a man who thinks he's a woman. Who would ever believe we'd get to the place like that? We have another man on our president's cabinet who is a man who is married to a man, and they just adopted a baby. Those are on our president's cabinet. Those are influential leaders. Things are changing. 40 years, 50 years ago, you would have never dreamed that we would be where we are today in our country. We live in a world right now when we do not know what to believe. That was prophesied as well. The prophet said that truth would be in the streets, fallen in the streets, that it would be trampled on, that you don't even know what to believe or who to believe. It's a world that is changing. And the scoffers about the coming of the Lord, they say, oh, everything's just going to go on like it has. Things are not going to change. They're going to be just like they are since creation. That is not the truth. That is not the truth. They are walking after their own lust. And so as a result, they didn't want to face the reality of facing God in judgment. For you see, the coming of the Lord, in a sense, will be a judgment. For us who know the Lord, who are born again, it's not a judgment for us because the Bible calls it the blessed hope. It's the day that we're longing for. It's the day that we're awaiting. It's the day that we look forward to, that one day, very, very soon, we're going to be caught out of this world. We're going to escape the things of this world, and we're going to be in the presence of the Lord. But for those who don't know the Lord, the coming of the Lord is going to be a judgment. It's going to be a very strong reminder to them, I'm lost. I'm lost. I have missed it. I have missed it. The rapture of the church. And then they'll go right into the tribulation and all the terrible things that I believe. I don't know what some of you may have a different doctrinal position on this, but I believe that the church is going to escape all that, and we're going to be caught out of here. We're going to get out of here and escape all of those things that are coming upon the earth. Amen. Praise God. Let me read you some more verses from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. There shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Every once in a while, just a few years ago, there was this major tsunami, and then just about every year you'll hear about an earthquake out in the ocean and a tsunami where, you know, gigantic waves are destroying cities and villages in many places around the world. The sea and the waves roaring. Yes. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Yes. For looking upon those things which are coming on the earth. The powers of heaven shall be shaken. I tell you, a lot of people in the last couple of years, fear has gripped them. Fear has come upon them. Yes. They can't hardly survive. They can hardly exist in the world that we live in right now because they're so overwhelmed with fear. And I understand that there's things that have happened. A lot of people got terribly sick, and we all know that that's reality. But the fact is that there is a spirit of this age that we're living in right now, and it's causing people to be afraid, and their hearts are failing them for fear of the things that are coming upon the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Yes, things are being shaken. This world is being shaken. We live in a world that's being turned upside down. And what's happening right now around the world is a reminder to us that we need to pay attention to this. We need to pay attention to what's happening, that things are being shaken, and everything that can be shaken is being shaken. And the church needs to get back to the place that we talk about it, we believe it, we look forward to the coming of the Lord. We talk it, we preach it, we worship the Lord, we sing about the soon coming of the Lord, because to you and I, it's the wonderful, wonderful hope that we have. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking upon those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we look forward to. Amen. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. Praise God. Amen. So where should our attention be? In all these calamities that are happening on our world, our eyes need to be upon the Lord. Our eyes need to be looking toward the Lord, toward the things of God. Don't be so distracted. There's so many things of this world that distract you from the most important thing, and that is your eyes. Looking up, looking to Him, setting your eyes upon the Lord. Amen. Remember when Jesus ascended into heaven there in the book of Acts chapter 1, that all of those men that were there, those men of Galilee, said, why do you stand there gazing into the sky? Why are you looking up there? This same Jesus that you see being taken up into heaven shall come in like manner, just like He was caught up. Yes. And all those witnesses saw Him being caught up into the air, so shall He come. Praise God. Amen. So if you believe in the ascension of Jesus Christ, that He ascended to heaven and now is seated at the right hand of the Father, then you need to also believe that in that same verse that says, just like He went away, He's going to come back. Yes. He's going to come back, and He's going to catch away His church. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant. A lot of people don't know much about this subject. And the Bible is filled with verses about the subject of the coming of the Lord. It's not been talked about. It's not been preached. It's not been taught. And Lord, forgive us, because we are omitting something that's so important. Yes. And the people of God, young people, you don't need to be ignorant about the coming of the Lord. That's what He's saying here. I would not have you to be ignorant. Just simply means to not know about it, to not know the reality of it, and to believe it with all of your heart that the Lord is going to come very, very soon. Brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died, and we do, and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so take great comfort if you've lost someone dear to you in recent years, or maybe even in recent months. If you lost someone and they were born again and knew the Lord, and that grave is not the final resting place for them. They're going to come out of that grave. They're gonna be caught up and escape that grave. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. Have you heard people say before, well, the word rapture is not even in the Bible. It's not even in the Bible. Why do people even use that word? It's because that right here, the word is caught up. It's the word caught up. It's the Greek word, which is harpazo. It means to snatch. It means to seize. It means to catch away. The Latin form of that same word is the word rapturo, from which we get our English word rapture. And that word means to seize. The same thing, to catch away, to snatch away. So whenever we say we believe in the rapture, we are saying we believe in the catching away of the church. Amen. Hallelujah. For that wonderful promise. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. With who in the clouds? All our loved ones that have already were in the grave, and they rise first out of that grave. And then we gather in the clouds with them, and we meet Jesus in the clouds with all of those that have died before us. Praise God. That's what happens to the church. Praise God. We'll be caught up. We'll be raptured together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Praise God. No more separation. No more trials. No more sickness. No more problems or troubles. We're going to always be with the Lord from now on. Now, I'm not making this up. That's why I'm reading so many scriptures to you tonight, because I want you to know this is not my own personal opinion. This is what the Bible says. This is the word of the Lord concerning the reality of his soon coming. Praise God. And then the last verse I'll read there is 1 Thessalonians 4 and 18. The last verse I'll read in Thessalonians is, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. That means when you're talking to your brother or sister in the Lord and they're sharing their trials and their sicknesses and their problems that they have, then you can just say, you know the Lord is going to come real soon. He's going to catch us out of here. And that is a comforting truth. The reality that the Lord is going to catch away the church. Comfort one another with these words. And I hope that tonight, just me going through all of these scriptures, will be a comfort to some of you that you have, you know, concerns and worries and problems and, you know, sicknesses and various things that you're facing. The Lord's coming really soon, and it might even be tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. All these other things that are happening around the world, I know things are moving fast. And that's what we need to be reminded of, the fact that all these things are happening so fast. 8 days ago, there was not a Russian-Ukrainian war. Sister Becky said, I bought a plane ticket. I was going to see my mother, who is in her 90s, I was going back to the States. But when I knew that Russia invaded, she woke up that morning and Russia had invaded Ukraine. She said, I knew I needed to stay in Romania. I need to stay home. And sure enough, in a matter of days, she is in this place. She said, another thing she said was, she said just a couple of weeks ago, she was praying and she said, Lord, things are just kind of, you know, normal. And she didn't use the word boring, but just said, Lord, I want a little more excitement. Would you let me get involved in something that's a little more exciting? Well, the Lord answered that prayer. The Lord answered that prayer. All these things that are happening. Luke chapter 17 and verse 34. I tell you that in that night there shall be two in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left. Luke 17 and 35. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. verse 36. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. Now, why did he give those three examples? Why was this example repeated three different times? To help us to see the reality of what's going to happen. That some are going to go and others are going to be left behind. Some are going to be snatched out of this world and others are going to be left here in this world. Amen. How are you a candidate for the rapture? You got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. You have to be a child of God, serving the Lord. And that's what qualifies you for the rapture of the church and believers. Praise God. Some are going to be taken and some are going to be left. This ought to be the motivating force in our life to reach out to our lost family and loved ones and neighbors. And it ought to be that motivates us to be involved in evangelism, to be involved in missions, to be involved in the work of the Lord, sharing the gospel all around the world, if possible. Do our part in reaching the world, because some are going to face the end of this age unprepared. They are not going to know the Lord. And we must be ready and help many others be ready as well. Amen. Praise God. Matthew 24, this will be my last verse of scriptures here in Matthew 24. In verse 42, Matthew 24 and verse 42. Watch therefore, for you know not the hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered the house to be broken up. Therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. The call here in this message from Jesus himself, this is a call to be ready. This is a call to make yourself ready in an hour that you don't think it's going to happen. A lot of things are happening. Remember when we got the news about this COVID situation? Our kids were coming back from student convention. We all got the news, and they're telling us we didn't know what to believe. We were just doing what they told us to do. Everything's got to be shut down. First they said 15 days. But I'm telling you, it was overnight. Everyone was caught off guard. They didn't know what to expect and didn't even know how to respond, except they said, shut her down for 15 days, and then that turned into forever. But we don't know. And we don't know how soon the coming of the Lord is, but I want you to know it is really soon. Really soon. As I said, I was raised up in a church where they would preach it and preach it and preach it so much that as a little kid, I was concerned. I was concerned. Am I ready? These constant reminders about the soon coming of the Lord. I can't tell you the many, many times that I was motivated by someone preaching on the coming of the Lord to get in the altar, to cry out to God, to make myself ready, even as a young person. And that's really the motivation that I have tonight, because I don't want you to be unaware of the reality of this biblical truth. Amen. Young people, I want you to know about it. I want it to be something that your family talks about and that you hear about it and you know what the Bible says about it, that it's not a man-made, made-up idea, but it's the reality. It's God's Word, and I've only given you a few scriptures. There's many, many others that relate, even Old Testament verses that are prophecies concerning the coming of the Lord. And all of this should comfort us and it should motivate us. Amen. To get a hold of God, to seek the Lord, and to be ready. Amen. The scripture that I just read says, watch, watch. Be alert. Be ready, because the Lord is coming in an hour when you are not thinking he's going to come. Amen. Father, thank you for the wonderful hope that we have in you. Surely, Lord, your coming is soon. I don't want to miss that. And I know, Lord, as I'm washed in the blood, as I'm serving you faithfully, Lord, I know that I can be ready to meet you. If it's tonight, if it's tomorrow, if it's this week, if we never meet back here ever again, if our next meeting is in the clouds, Lord, I just pray that everyone in this building is ready. Every person, from the youngest to the oldest, is ready for the soon coming of the Lord. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, praise God. Let's stand, everybody. Amen.